antidepressants. And then, so pharma...
Wait, what's the word? Have I heard of what?
Antidepressants. Pharmakia.
Oh, pharmakia. Yeah.
Okay, pharma is... what do you know about pharmakia in the Bible?
Well, I think the gospel is more important than that, and you probably heard me standing there preaching it, and it's on. You got a gospel card?
Yes.
Oh, yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the gospel is more important. Pharmakia, there's going to be sorcery in the last days, and America is rich with sorcery, no doubt about it. That's where that word comes from. Pharmakia, it means sorcery, which means also drugs.
Yes. And so antidepressants are looked at as medicine.
What this has to do with Jesus Christ?
Yeah,
that's what we're wondering. We're here preaching Jesus.
We call people out of man-made religion and help them see through the deception and the lies that are being taught out there.
I'm a believer. I'm a follower of Jesus. I don't walk perfectly every single
day. I'm going to keep preaching. I'll let you guys talk.
We're here to encourage you to do that.
Yes.
That's
Jesus
exactly
Christ
what we're
today,
here for, is to encourage people to belong to a religious body.
I
do attend some place?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So
no, it no. My question. My son died by suicide.
Okay.
And he was taking an antidepressant.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah. So
Satan
that's
is
why.
A killer.
Yes. I know. Yeah. That's why I was just going to ask about what you knew about pharmacia.
Well, pharmaceuticals, they can be possibly used in a right way, but man certainly isn't using them. Man abuses a lot of them.
Yes. Okay. Well, I'm thinking that maybe so there's a certain class of drugs that affect the brain more so than
well there's no doubt about that yeah but you know what the cure to all that is?
Well, the,
a new birth in Jesus Christ.
Yes,
we'll totally wipe that out.
The mind is the heart. Emotions in the mind are the heart. And so I guess what I'm getting at is that drugs, pharmaceuticals are administered by a doctor, and they are looked at as a good thing. But I know I am against that certain type of drug because they
A lot of times it's covering up the problem, which is sin in the heart of man.
Right.
The Bible says in the book of Jeremiah that the heart is deceitful and wicked.
Oh, I know.
So it needs to be transformed.
And I agree.
We're out here to preach the gospel, which transforms lives.
I agree.
And so that's what we're here to do. I would encourage you to go deeper than man-made religion. Because we belong to that, and if you study the Word of God,
where are you located? Where do you go to church?
We are the church. Well, ecclesia, the word church is a bad translation. Ecclesia means called out ones.
I know.
We are, and there's one body of Christ.
Which denomination? Are you Pentecostal?
Oh, no, not at all, because denominations are made of men.
Okay.
Satan created denominations, not Christ.
All the believers in
test yourself to the word of God today. Don't perish in your sin in this culture.
They're called out. They're separate. They don't look like, they don't act like, they don't participate like the world does. They're totally transformed inside and outside.
Okay.
And I would encourage you to go deeper because we belong to a denomination religion. We left it. Do they practice Christmas and Easter?
So you gather together that have similar
like-minded that speak one mind, and we're like-minded in the scriptures, not what man teaches, because you're teaching life.
Okay,
I want to be, are you born again? Are you born again?
You must repent and come out of the
country. So we don't belong to
Christianity.
No, the Amish and the Mennonites are people as well. They have a false gospel.
Lest you do
so what
that,
I'm trying to
you
tell you is, if you're, truly
life
born again and you're my sister, I want to encourage you to
please
go.
Please don't trample the blood of Jesus
but,
Christ
okay,
today.
And I'm here to help you even more because I can clearly see you're not being taught the roles of the
by walking in a false pattern.
Externally,
how so?
The Bible,
of Christianity,
tells a woman to cover her head. 1 Timothy 2, 1 Peter 3 tells a woman to dress
this culture is deceived and lost and headed for destruction.
Those commands in the New Testament, they're not old.
Jesus
there's
is going to
like
burn
with
fire everything that's not of him.
And a lot of people like to just ignore it and take the
I'm
grace part of it.
I'm not ignoring it. I guess we do believe differently.
But you can't believe differently. But Peter says there's only one, and it comes through the Holy Spirit. And he will transform life. So if you're truly born again, you're
going to
see, what if he's
for
right now?
If
he's at the F word right now, could you look at him and go, wow, he doesn't sound like a man of God. But yet you'll go after clothes.
Test yourself. Open the Holy Scriptures, read a good Bible,
we're here, we love you.
And make sure you're seeking after the kingdom of God with all that you are.